Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hello everybody, welcome to the United Stand. I'm Mark Goldbridge and this is your latest Manchester United news, and it's exciting news. A few big updates for a 2 o'clock show, and I'm on a 2 o'clock show. Could it be a coincidence? Could it be magic? I'm Gary Barlow. Absolutely fantastic. So, Tyler Dibling, price set, sit down for that. We'll talk about that. That's coming in from a good source. Also, Onana won't leave, according to Rob Dawson. We'll talk about that. An incredibly stupid comment from an incredibly stupid ex-player about a current Man United player. But we're going to start off with something very exciting. Frimpong talks begin. Now, there has been a few things floating around in the last couple of hours from numerous sources. We've gone very, very close to this on the players' side, and it has been confirmed to us that talks have taken place. Now, I will say a word of warning. Obviously, when you're getting things from people close to the player, there is obviously the five strands of a transfer. It's made up, wants a new contract, using Manchester United to generate interest from other clubs, is genuine, and we're going to sign him. So there could be lots of different reasons for this, but certainly from players' side and people associated with the player, they're not playing this down. So read into that what you like. Talks, Frimpong, Manchester United. The reason I've got a bit of a smile on my face is because this is a player I really like. But I have held my caution on this recently because I felt that Frimpong was a Ten Hag target for the last two or three summers. Well, does that mean he is a Amrim target? So it could easily be Branthwaite, couldn't it? You know, we did want him last summer under Ashworth and Ten Hag. I don't think we want him now. Frimpong, we've wanted him for the last couple of years under Ten Hag. Do we want him now? But it is genuine, and it has been confirmed that from a certain side, talks have taken place with Frimpong and Manchester United. It's just whether you believe that. And as I said, Man United being in talks with Frimpong generates interest around Frimpong, could give him more offers. Having said that, there's always been rumours that he wants to come back to Manchester. I think he's got a flat in Manchester. And, you know, there could be something in it. So, look, this sort of player would be massively transformative for Manchester United. Talking about the player himself, I mean, he's approaching his mid-20s. He's been one of the best right-sided attacking players offensively as a full-back wing-back for the last 2 years in the Champions League and in the Bundesliga. And he's classed as a homegrown player, isn't he, as well? So, having been at Man City. So, I think ticks a lot of boxes, and I'm pretty sure Romano said that his release clause is about £30 to £35 million. So, look, I'll put a smile. You can only get what you can get in football. And, you know, when I saw it earlier on, I didn't really rate the sources. So you go and do a bit of work, and then it's not being shot down by United or people close to the player. So you proceed with caution. And you go, well, look, there might be something in this. Until there's not, there might be something in this. And we do desperately need a player like that. And the interesting thing about Frimpong is we've spoken about him before. And I was having this argument last year at this time saying, buy Frimpong. I remember this exactly international break last year. We should buy Frimpong. And we used to have a bit of a debate in the chat because people were like, he can't play in a back four. He can't play in a back four. And I'd say, well, I think he can, because we want to be more offensive. I think he can play in a back four, but it's the attacking element that we want. Well, we're not having that conversation anymore because we don't play with a back four. We actually play with wide players who can be wing backs or wingers. So he's absolutely perfect. Absolutely perfect for what Manchester United need on that right-hand side. So I hope there's something in this. And I really do hope that we can bring him into Manchester United. I think he'd be very, very, very very useful to bring in. A few people talking about Onana. It's already on my list to talk about. We're dealing with the breaking news around Frimpong. Let's see if it develops. Somebody said, what if he's going to Liverpool? Mate, we could be being used here. Like, if Man United want Frimpong and we don't really want him that much, we've just inquired about him, it will prompt Liverpool or whatever to move. So I'm eyes wide open that we might be being used here, or we might be inquiring and back out because other clubs want him. All those things can happen, but I take encouragement that it looks like we're actually interested, because I wasn't sure whether we were going to be interested. And I do think, I think this is how highly I rate Frimpong. I think if Liverpool replaced Trent Alexander-Arnold with Frimpong, you wouldn't notice a massive amount of difference. And Trent's brilliant, but I think he would be absolutely incredible in the Premier League. Lloyd, welcome to Members Club. A stupid comment from a stupid player. Shock, says Sir Dave. Yesterday you said we need 6 transfers. When was the last time we got every transfer we needed in a window? Plus we have people leaving on a free. Hey, mate, I'm not the director of football. I was asked an honest question. I think we need probably 8 players, but 6 minimum. Acid23, thanks for your super chat. Jace says, if Frimpong can bring what he can do to the Prem, then he will be a transformative as Bruno was when he first signed him. My opinion, of course. I agree with you, Jace. I mean, I'm always very cautious when talking about Frimpong over the last few weeks, because this is a player that for the last 3 years, I've been absolutely convinced, like you, that he would make a huge difference to Manchester United. He's quality. I think he'd be a brilliant player. But I'm just like, I'm nervous with this ownership and this type of a deal to go, it's happening 80% or anything like that. I'd still say 50-50. I don't know. But all I can say is, I know from the players' side, they are not dismissing this story. So, you know, hopefully it can develop into something. Because, look, there's nothing negative about this. It'd be a bloody good signing. It's just whether United can do it, whether we're genuinely going to do it. But I think I agree with you. I think he would be transformative. Forms says, first United's worst Premier League season and now my favourite hockey team have been relegated. Can't wait for the season to end so that I can reset mentally. Thank you at least for the good content, Mark. Mate, we've still got the Europa League. Fingers crossed. And Abe, with the time old classic that we all must respect, unless they're holding up the shirt or we get, here we go, it's spin, Glazers and Ineos out. Thank you very much for that. And why would he come to us, says Jordan? And again, that could be problematic as well. 71 months Abe's been a member of the wire. Figure that one out in years. Okay, I do want to talk about the Onana story, but let me just start by just having a little bit of a laugh with you. So this has come in the last couple of hours. And it's coming from a very good source. It's coming from the Daily Telegraph, and it's coming from Matt Law, who is, in my opinion, one of the, you know, better journalists out there. So it's not coming in from the Sun or anything like that. Southampton, remember we were talking about Tyler Dibbling last night? Southampton, I can't stop myself from laughing already. Southampton are ready to demand over £100 million for Tyler Dibbling. Ah, God. I'll tell you what. That is incredible. £100 million for Tyler Dibbling. We were literally talking about this last night and saying we wouldn't want... We did a poll, £30 million for Trincão or £45 million for Dibbling. 67% of you said Trincão. We weren't even half right. £100 million they want for Tyler Dibbling. Forget about it. Forget about it. As an analogy, this would be like me walking into an office full of you lot and saying, I've just been down to Tesco. I bought myself a meal deal. I've got a packet of Doritos, a BLT, and a bottle of Ribena. Cost me a fiver. It's going for £100. What are you doing, Southampton? Relegated. 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 He's only got a couple of years left on his contract. He's only 19. And guess what? He ain't bloody Messi. 100 million. Shove it up your arse. I tell you what, no one's going anywhere near that. But the interesting thing is that it's been written in the Daily Telegraph by two journalists, Jay Percy and Matt Law. So, I mean, yeah, it's a weird story. And this is why, for me, you go and buy 25-year-old Trincão, who's played in an Amarim system for 30 million quid with 1 year left on his contract, and you leave the Tyler Dibbling story to whoever's stupid enough to get into a bidding war. Forget about it. Walk away. You know, we tried to help you. Jog on. You know, it's Forget it. Not interested. It's like your drunk mate when you come out of a nightclub and you put them in a taxi, you get them in the taxi, and then they run off. And you're sort of like, I'm trying to help you here, and you're acting like a prat. But yeah, £100 million. I wouldn't even pay £45 million. So forget about that one. Not interested in that. But a nice funny story this lunchtime. Not so funny update coming in. Breaking all over the place at the moment is that Anana.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Is planning on staying at Manchester United. So this is coming in from Rob Dawson, been on the channel many a times, works for the ESPN, and he says, Andre Onana intends to stay at Manchester United even if he receives an offer from Saudi. He will only consider leaving if he's told he's surplus to requirements. Now, this will cause some panic, but I think Onana, this doesn't surprise me. I don't know the guy, but it doesn't surprise me because if you look at his 2 years at Manchester United, he's nothing if not stubborn. He missed the first game of the AFCON so that Bielsa didn't play against Spurs. He was ill on the morning of the Leicester game and managed to play. He is desperate. And you have to take it as a positive. He is desperate to do everything he can to not lose his place at Manchester United. So if he's going to miss the opening game of the AFCON so Bielsa can't have a chance, and he's going to play when he's ill, so the youth people can't have a chance, he's not going to willingly give up Manchester United, is he? Because look, in fairness to the lad, he's not shocking. I know some people want him gone, but he ain't the worst. I completely disagree about him being a shit goalkeeper. I don't think he's a shit goalkeeper. I just don't think he's David Raya. I don't think he's Alisson. I don't think he's, you know, Donnarumma. I don't think he's one of the best goalkeepers. And Man United need that. I think he's an okay goalkeeper. And he doesn't want to give up on his dream. Like, he's played for Ajax, he's played for Inter Milan, he'll have never played for a football club as big as Manchester United. And in goalkeeping terms, he's not that old. I think he's like 27, 28, isn't he? So he doesn't want to give up this, does he? He doesn't want to give up playing for Manchester United. It's a big thing for him and he doesn't want to give it up. And I get that. So to me, I would just say, calm down. I've played the game. Calm down. Onana intends to stay at Man United even if he receives offers from Saudi Arabia, and he'll only go if he's told he's surplus to requirements. Well, the biggest line there is he will only go if he's told he's surplus to requirements. He's been told he's surplus to requirements. He's being told, sorry, not being told. He's being told. That's going to happen. So Rob Dawson's not saying that Onana's staying. He's saying that Onana wants to stay unless he's told they don't want him anymore. And as I told you last week, and as it's been verified by numerous other sources since we broke that story over a week ago, Amorim wants to replace Onana. And he wants to replace Onana because he wants his own guy. He doesn't have the confidence in Amorim. In Onana, he sees him as Ten Hag's guy. He wants his own guy. He wants his own goalkeeper. But this will not be decided by Amorim and it will not be decided by Onana. This will be decided by Sir Jim, because it's whether Man United are going to give Amorim the goalkeeper he wants. Because if he's not given a goalkeeper, Amorim will have to use Onana. So this actually will be decided by whether Manchester United Football Club have got the money and appetite to go and get Amorim what he wants. But Amorim 100% wants his own goalkeeper. He wants his own guy. Onana 100% doesn't want to go. But if Man United deliver the goalkeeper that Amorim wants, then Onana's gone. And it's as simple as that. And it won't be his decision. So I'm not that worried. Mads Oliver, welcome to the Members Club. Appreciate that. Anders Stanson says, get Cunha and Trincao for 100, jog on Saints. I mean, that's the incredible thing. You would get Trincao and you would get Cherki and you would get Cunha for about 120 million. And yet they want 100 million for Tyler Dibbling. It's incredible, really. But look, I'm not in the game of undermining young, talented players, whether they wear a Man United shirt or not. And he is a very, very talented player, and he would be very, very welcome at Manchester United, but not for the prices that are being... look, I haven't seen Southampton as much as maybe some of you would, but I've seen them probably three or four times this season, and he's looked okay, but he hasn't stood out. I mean, I've seen 19-year-olds playing for teams like Everton, you know, in the past, and you really see it. With Dibbling, he's looked good. I can see the potential, but let's not start pretending he's the next Wayne Rooney or anything like that. Wayne Rooney, what he was doing at Everton at like 16, 17 was just incredible. And I'm not saying, you know, Rooney was an exception, but I don't see it with Dibbling at the moment. I don't see that sort of price, really. And also, I think we need a bit of experience. Michael speaks. Let him speak, Michael. Mark, imagine Ineos and the Glazers mistakenly adding you to their group chat, just like Trump's intel people did with a journalist. It's crazy, isn't it? It'd be good fun, though. Sir Dave, gifted 5 memberships. You're a legend. Thank you very much. Appreciate that, Sir Dave. And make sure you give him a W in the chat if you've seen that. And M. Parker's in the chat. Hope you're doing well, mate. Says, Anana can't stay. Mark, do something. He's talentless. Chill out. Calm down. Don't worry about it. I really do think that it really is more about what Anana wants. And he will be told he's surplus to requirements if we can bring a goalkeeper in. What I will say is, if Ineos say, or Sir Jim Radcliffe says to Amrim, we can't buy a goalkeeper, Amrim's going to keep Anana. Like, he's not going to, you know, that. So if Anana stays, it'll be because Man United haven't delivered Amrim what he wants. Simple as that. Simple as that. Did you see today, actually? I feel like, you know, we are a community and we are allowed to have our opinions. And I did see today, and I've got to say, I found it absolutely shocking, if I'm being completely honest. I know Beth mentioned this morning, but I am going to mention it again. Paul Parker, ex-England Manchester United player. I mean, this is the guy who I think he did an article on me a year ago. So I know he talks absolute ass. Garnacho. I liked him when he came through and he had that Argentinian fire in his belly, which he's lost completely. He's let himself and his family down. He's let his club down because he's not taken advantage of the talent he was supposed to have. Oh my God. I mean, oh my God. Oh my God. He's letting his family down. He's letting himself down. He's letting the club down. And he's completely lost what he had when he came through. What the hell? You know, I know everybody's got an opinion these days. And I know every opinion has to be respected. But that is complete and utter nonsense. I mean, this is what happens when you give ex-players who are bitter and twisted a microphone. It is just unbelievable. And he's not the first player. I'll be honest. He's not the first player who has a problem with Garnacho. Like, there is something about Garnacho that really irritates some of the ex-player community. And I've been in the presence of some who just really do not take a shine to him. But how has he let his family down? And how has he let the club down? And how has he let himself down? And how has he lost what he had when he first broke through? I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but the last couple of games he's actually done all right. Statistically, over the last 2 years, he's actually done all right. I think there's a better player than what we're seeing out there, but he's also adjusting to a new system. Like, we don't play with wingers anymore. I just don't get it. Whether you like Garnacho or not, I think that that is a preposterous statement, and it should be called out as completely and utterly irrational and nonsense. I think the only opinion that actually matters is that of Ruben Amorim. And Ruben Amorim fought to keep him in January when Man United were trying to sell him. And Ruben Amorim is, you know, picking him every week and utilising him at the moment. And I think that, look, where the Garnacho story is going to go will be decided by Ruben Amorim. But it's mad how Paul Parker... it doesn't even make any bloody sense. We're in the March international break and Paul Parker chooses to obliterate Garnacho. I mean...
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
There are actually a couple of players that Amrim has had to get rid of on loan who may have let the club down and let themselves down. I mean, you literally could have wrote that about Antony. But to write that about Garnacho, I just think, yeah, just utter stupidity. And hopefully nobody's there going, oh, I actually agree with him. I mean, if you're a family member of Garnacho, I mean, I can't imagine they're nodding there, eating the cornflakes, going, Paul Parker's actually right, you know? Actually right. Pass me the caviar. Yeah, Garnacho got us some last night. Yeah, lovely house. Yeah, he's right. You know, he's absolutely right. Here we are, you know, he's earning loads and loads of money. We're living in this lovely house, but he's let us all down. He's let us all down. You know, if he'd have made that pass last week, we'd be more proud of him. I mean, it's just absolute crap, isn't it? I just, you know what? It makes me so grateful for the community that we have and what we're building. When that is classed as an opinion. I mean, I don't know. He's let his family down. He's let the club down. He's not even doing that bad. He's still only 20 years of age. And the thing is, Paul Parker was still at Man United when we had Ryan Giggs coming through. I think he was there when Nicky Butt was coming through. I think he was there when David Beckham was coming through. Imagine him saying that about David Beckham at 20, who wasn't even the player he became. You've let your family down, you let yourself down, you've let the club down because you didn't make that pass. Madness. Michael Speaks, welcome to the Mumba Members Club. You're a legend, mate. And Patrick Lynch says, do you think if Biyenda starts in the Europa games, that's a clear indicator that Onana has surpassed the requirements? Those are the most important games. Would dropping Onana be a sign? I would almost run a poll on this, Patrick, but I think people will vote against Onana because they wouldn't do it. I genuinely think he will go with Onana in the Europa League. But if he didn't, it would be very reminiscent in a different way of what Mourinho did in the Europa League. Because correct me if I'm wrong, Romero played in the final against Ajax because Romero was our Europa League goalkeeper. I think I am right in that. Time goes by. But obviously, De Gea was better than Romero. But Mourinho stuck with the fact that Romero was the Europa League goalkeeper. So I don't know whether Amrim will go back to that principle. I think Onana will end up in goal. But look, honestly, we're in a cup competition that could go to penalties. I'd go with Biyenda. I think he's better at penalties. So we went out in the FA Cup because Onana's not very good at penalties. If Biyenda had been in goal, I think we would have had a better chance. So cup competition, I think Biyenda is a better goalkeeper when it comes to penalties. But I think he will stick with Onana. I would take Adam Wharton over Dibling, says Ashton. Different positions, but yeah, I think it would be good. A good option there. Parker constantly spouts shite. Strange, really, says Anders. I think it must be quite difficult for ex-players because they didn't earn the money that the modern player earns. And I think that leads to a lot of bitterness. They're also not able to play anymore. And I think it's difficult. You know, it's very, very difficult to adjust to being unable to play football anymore. And I think bitterness comes from those two things. I think there is a frustration that you can't play anymore. And there is a frustration that you didn't earn as much as the modern player earns. And it must be quite frustrating at times if you're like in your 50s and you're watching the modern game and going, if I'd have played in this era, I'd be earning 100 grand a week and I'd be better than a lot of these. I get that. And we've not walked in those shoes. So I do get that. But the problem with it is when the bitterness comes out and like that, it's just a bit preposterous, isn't it? But it's almost like they have to say things like that now to be heard, because actually we are talking about it. And, you know, sometimes that's what it takes, isn't it? M. Parker says, Paul is no family member of mine. Thank you very much for that. And Forms says, I sometimes miss Romero. Very solid backup, in my opinion. I think Romero would be our starting keeper, wouldn't he, now? If we had Romero that, like we had back then, as our backup. He was almost too good to be a backup goalkeeper, which I think is why he was the cup goalkeeper. But yeah, we'll see. Outdoor Adventures is here with a super chat. He says, hello, everyone, and I hope you're doing well. Quick question, what are your realistic views on the United will finish the rest of the season and also who they might bring in this summer? Realistically, I think we're going to lose at least three of our next nine games, maybe more, in the Premier League. Realistically, we have to win the Europa League. So, you know, I think we're in for a very exciting next few weeks. And obviously, if we win the Europa League, it will be absolutely huge for us. In relation to what we're going to do in the summer, I suppose one doesn't happen without the other. If we don't win the Europa League, we'll be having a very severely reduced transfer window. And it will change as well. Excuse me. If we win the Europa League, we'll have more money, but we'll also be more attractive because we'll be in the Champions League. If we don't win the Europa League, we'll have less money and we won't be in Europe. So I think you go from these players, maybe Frimpong, to these players, who God knows who. So I think they go hand in hand. Winning the Europa League is not just about the money. It's about being in the Champions League. Not winning the Europa League, less money, less appeal. So I can't really predict what we're going to do without knowing what's going to happen there, really. Once Maguire, Mount, Lindelof, Eriksen, Rashford and Anthony, seven of these must go. Not Garnacho or Mainu, says Sinan. Thank you very much. James Brewer says that Frimpong is Man United's level, relegation fodder. You might want to have a look at what Frimpong's done over the last couple of years. Why does Paul Parker have to bring his family into it? He sounds so miserable, says the Barry family. And what we buy in the summer will be very few and far between, says YOLO. Thank you very much for that. Okay, fantastic quick 2 o'clock show. I like doing them. Don't normally get to do them, but Beth covered me this morning, so I'm on the 2 o'clock. I'm also on the 8 o'clock, and just a little bit of homework ahead of the 8 o'clock show. I saw something today where a certain journalist was giving out ratings for the season so far. I'm going to see if we can set it up on the website for you to do ahead of the 8 o'clock show tonight, because it won't be what we leave the show on, but on the 8 o'clock shows, we like to get into a little bit more, you know, international break chats. I'm going to be reacting to some of those season ratings, and I want you to start thinking of yourself, So what would you give someone like Garnacho as a season rating out of 10 if 6 is the average? What would you give Bruno? Those sort of things. So we're going to go through some of that if we get time later on tonight as well, because giving De Ligt a 5 is, to me, if you gave him De Ligt below average for the season, you shouldn't even be allowed to be a sports journalist. That's not opinion. That's just downright wrong. It's just downright agenda. It's stupidity. We can all have an opinion, but that's just not a valid opinion. Ridiculous. Anyway, I will speak to you a little bit later, live at 8 o'clock. Take care. Stay safe. And I'll speak to you all soon.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.